Mesechtes Menachah is Daf Yud Zayin, the last word on Daf Tazayin and Beis. And before we begin, let us review a few relevant ideas. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Tazayin and Aleph brought a machlekes. Ramea hold mefaglu mechatzim mater, while the Chum hold ein mefaglu mechatzim mater. As we've explained, there are times where two things could be a matter for a carbon. And for example, we know that benegeya regla mincha, there are two matirin of the shrayim. Number one, daktaris hakaymetz, and number two, daktaris halvayna. And similarly, benegeya lechem apanim, there are two matirim of the lechem apanim, which are the two bezichel veina, and similarly, b'negei the kifsei atzeres, there are two separate matirim of the she'el lechem, which are each of the kifsei atzeres. And the Mishnah brought three examples where the machlekes Ramei and the Chacham would be relevant. As number one, if while being makd in a kmitza of flour, which is a chatzi matar, one had kavana lechem mishiyari amincha chutzlus mana, or in the exact reverse scenario, and number two, if while doing shchita on one of the kifsei atzeres, which is a chatzi matar, one had kavana to eat the she'el lechem chutzlus mana, and number three, if while being makter, one of the bezich levina, which is a chetzi matter, one had kavan to eat the lechem upon him chutzos manai. So all these cases, Ramei hold the psula pickle would apply, and if one had eat the shirayim or the shtei lechem or the lechem upon him, then it would be chayiv karis. While the chacham stated ain by karis ad shifag b'chol matter, however, the carbon would still be possible to rabbanon because of gzira up to a case where there would be a psula pickle. The Mishnah Daf Tazayin also taught us that both Ramei and the chacham agree while doing the shchita on one of the kifsei atzeres, one had intent to eat the other shlomim, the other kifsei atzeres, chutzos manai, then this intent doesn't create pigol. Both of these animals are still kosher, and this is based on the concept that im matir mefagel matir, and since both kifsei atzeres are matir of the shtei lechem, so while performing one matir, one had a bad intent regarding the other matir, it is not considered a machsheves pigol. As we will see, that lefi Ramei and the chachamim, this concept only applies where there is no connection between the two matirin, and for example, like by the kifsei atzeres, both of the animals are completely separate and distinct animals. However, by a karb mincha, since the kmitza of flour and the levina were ikba b'chad mana, so they are connected to each other, so one matter could still be mefagel another matter. However, it's important to keep in mind that we saw in the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel that Rabbi Yossi takes this one step further, and he is chilek on Ramei and Chachamim, and he holds that even by a mincha, when ingredients were ikba b'chad mana, if while performing kmitza one had kavana to be makted the levina chutzos manai, Rabbi Yossi applies the concept of ein matter b'fagel matter, and he holds that would not be pigol. And since we see the Rabbi Yossi even holds that when one is doing the kmitza and is not actually doing the aktar of the kmitza, he still holds that any machshava regarding the aktar of the levina would go into the category of im matir mefagel matir, and we would ignore such a machshava. So certainly Rabbi Yossi would hold that if while doing the actual aktar of the kmitza, one had kavana to be makter levina chutzos manai, then certainly im matir mefagel matir, and this machshava would be loy married and would not create pigol. Our Gemara now begins Amri Harifa de Pumbedisa, and we continue in Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph that the sharp ones from Pumbedisa, which the Gemara Mesechta Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Zayin explain that this refers to Eifa Vavimi Bnei Rechava de Pumbedisa. They stated that Torah Mefagel Saktara, if while the Kohen was being makted a kmitza of flour, he had an improper intent to be makted a levoina chutzos manoi, then it would be considered pigol. Based on Rashi, Rashi explains that this din is only going according to Ramei and the Chachamim, as certainly according to Rabbi Yossi, we have a cloud that imatim mefagel matir, and therefore certainly this would not be pigol. And as Rashi tells us, that even the Rabbanon, meaning Rabbi and the Chachamim, that we saw in Daf Tazayin agree that there is a din of imatim mefagel matir, as the Mishnah told us that if one did shchita on one of the kifsei atzeres with an intent to eat the other keves chutzlus manoi, then that would not be considered pigol. However, as Rashi explains, on the fourth of the wide lines at the top of the Amid, v'leidom l'sheiches hakeves lechem mechaver l'macha, can mefarsh l'kamon. And as the Gemara will explain a bit later, the Rabbanon hold the Hasam Ikbu b'chad mana, Hachu Ikbo b'chad mana, in the case of the Kifsei Atzeres, so both of the animals are separate and distinct animals, and therefore we have a klal, Eim Matim b'fagel Matir. However, since our Gemara is talking about a case of a mincha, and all the ingredients were at one point in the same kli, so therefore they have a connection to each other, and therefore the Rabbanon hold that in the case of a mincha, we do not have the klal of Eim Matim b'fagel Matir, and therefore the Harifa de Ben Pedisa teach us, Haktar. And they continue that even though we know the Chum hold Eim Mefaglum B'chatzi Matir, and if so, this question of Haktar is Mefagel Saktara or not would be based on a machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim. Since the Haktar of a Kmitza is a Chatzi Matir, so how could it be that while performing a Chatzi Matir, one can actually create pigol? And the Harif of Pumbedisa continue, Vafilu Rabbanon da Amri Eim Mefaglum B'chatzi Matir, our halacha was even stated according to Rabbanon that generally hold Eim Mefaglum B'chatzi Matir, Hanimili Hechad Chishabe B'shurayim Ulavoyin B'milsa Kaima, It's the only time that Rabbanan said the klal of Ein Mefagel Mechatzi Mater is only in a scenario, for example, where one was being mocked to the kmitza, and at the same time they were having kavana to eat the shirayim chutzos manoi. And since in that case there is no connection to both of the matirin, therefore the din of pickle doesn't apply. However, in our scenario, where while one was doing kmitza on the seiles, he had kavana to eventually do the aktar of the levayna chutzos manoi, this maisa pickle was done and connected to both of the matirin. The avodah was being performed on one of the matirin as he was in the middle of being makta the kmitza flour, and his bad intent and machshava was in regard to the levayna, which is the other matir. And therefore, in this scenario, even the chacham would agree to our mayor that we would not say the klal being mefagel mechatzi matir. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, that Rava explains that we could bring a raya to the charifa to Pembedisa from the following mishnah, as the mishnah taught us on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, zeh klal kol kremitz v'neisim b'kli v'amelch v'amakter lechol dovah shadaka lechol lahakter dovah shadaka lahakter chutzul mekremit posel ve'im b'kareis chutzul zman epigol v'chiyovin al-kareis. And the mishnah taught us that the general rule is that if while performing kmitza, or while placing the kmitza into the klisharis, or while walking the klisharis to the southwest quarter of the mizbeach, or being makter the kmitza on the mizbeach, he had intent to eat something which is dakel lechol, referring to the shrayim, or to be makter dovah shadaka lahakter, referring either to the kmitza or to the levayna, if his intent was to do so chutzul mekremit, then it'll be posel and there's no kareis. And if his intent was to do so chutzul zmanoi, then it would be pigel and the chiyuv of kareis would apply. And Rava continues to explain his raya as my lav haktara dumi dahanach, that l'chayr we're going to compare the fourth case of the mishnah to all the other three cases. Ma hanach, and just like if someone performs kmitza, or he's placing the kmitza in a kli, or he's being meilich the kmitza, and certainly if he had a big kavana bein lechol bein lahakter, so it wouldn't make a difference if his kavana was regarding shirayim or if his kavana was benegei to levayna. Therefore, afaktara bein lechol bein lahakter, the same would be true in the fourth case of the mishnah. While one is doing the avoda of the aktar of the kmitza of the flour, then it doesn't make a difference if his intent was to eat part of shirayim chutzos manoi, or if his intent was to be makta levayna chutzos manoi. In all cases, the din of pickle would apply. L'chari, we have a riot to the din of charif to bim pedisa aktar is mefagelas aktara. However, the gemara responds loy that you don't have a riot necessarily from this mishnah as hanach being lechol being lahakter haktar lechol in lahakter loy. And even though certainly in regard to the first three avodas mentioned in the mishnah, meaning while performing kmitza or while placing the kmitza into a klisharis or while doing halacha, then certainly there is no difference if someone had intent regarding achilas shirayim chutzos manoi, even if he had intent to be makta the levayna chutzos manoi. And as we previously explained, that the avodah of kmitza and the sinah of kli and halacha are only done with the kmitza of flour, have no connection to the levayna at all, and therefore if one had kavana regarding the levayna during these avodahs, it would certainly be pigol. Certainly these cases have no connection to the klal of im mefagel mechatzi mater. Well, possibly in the fourth case of the mishnah, when one is performing a chatzi mater, he's in the middle of being makta the kremitz on the mizbeach, so possibly the only way that it would be a din of pigol is only if while he's performing the aktara of the kmitza, he had intent to eat the shrayim chutzos manoi. However, possibly if he had intent, there'll be makta the levayna chutzos manoi, and the din of pigol would not apply. And let us keep in mind that although we just stated that according to charif to b'mbedisa, Torah would be mefagel saktara, but that would only work according to Rabbi and the Chachamim that hold that in the case of the mincha, since all the ingredients were kavua in one kli, the klal of ein matir mefagel samater doesn't apply. However, according to Rabbi Yisi that holds that even in the case of mincha, the klal of ein matir mefagel samater applies. And certainly for Rabbi Yisi, if while one is performing the avodah of aktar of the kmitza, even if he had intent to do the aktar slavoyna chutzos manoi, then that would be loy meir v'loy merid. We would still say the klal of ein matir mefagel samater. The Gemara continues that even though the charifa to b'mbedisa stated that according to Rabbi and the Chachamim that we saw in Daf Tezayin and Aleph, that both of them would agree that Aktara mefagel as Aktara. However, the Gemara will bring the sheet of Rav Chisda, who will argue on the charifa to b'mbedisa. And as the Gemara continues, Yosef Rav Menashe Bagoda kameid Abaya, v'yosef ka'am mishmeid Rav Chisda, Menashe Bagoda, who was sitting in front of Abaya, he stated that I heard from Rav Chisda in Aktara mefagel as Aktara, that if one is in the middle of performing the avoid of Aktara of the Kmitza, and he had kavana that he would do the Aktara of the Levayna, chutzos manoi, there would be no issue a pigol, Chista continued to explain, and even according to the Shita of Rameh, who holds that one could be mefagel b'chatzim mater, and if so, even though one is only in the middle of doing a chatzim mater, he had this kavana while performing daktaras hakmitza, which is only a chatzim mater, even Rameh would agree that in our case, the din of pigel would not apply, and the reason is, as hanimila hechad chishabu b'shirayim, the koimitz mater to do, avalhachad the koimitz lab mater levainu, loy matzi mefagel bei, Rameh only stated the din of mefagel b'chatzim mater, where the machshava was regarding the shirayim, and while he was performing daktar of the kmitza, he had kavana that he would actually eat the shirayim chutzas manoi, since ultimately daktar of the kmitza, one of the things that will be matter the shirayim, so therefore there's a connection between them. Therefore, if while performing the daktar of the kmitza, one had a bad kavana but negated the shirayim, so the din of pigel would apply. Well, in our case, where the kmitza and levaina have no real connection to each other, as we saw in daf yud gimel amud beis, one could do daktar of the levaina prior to daktar of the kmitza, and as Rashi brings down, the ina beikum mincha. Therefore, even a mayor would agree, while one is performing the Akhtar of the Kmitza, one has a bad intent, but a good Akhtar of the Levina, and he intends to be Makhtarit Chutzos Manoi, and we cannot connect this Machshava to this Maisa and this Avoida, and therefore the Din of Pigel would not apply. The Gemara now continues, Omale Abaya, Oni Mori Mishmei Durav. So Abaya is from Manshia, Master, please answer me that when you heard this over from Chista, Rav Chista say this over the name of Rav Chista's Rebbe Rav, and Omale and Rav Menashe responded to Abaya in that when I heard it from Rav Chista actually said this in the name of Rav, and the Gemara tells us it's Manami, Om Rav Chista Om Rav, that Rav Chista actually said this in the name of Rav, in Aktar Mefagel Saktara. The Gemara now continues, Om Rav Yaakov Ba'idi, or some girls, Om Rav Yaakov Ba'abba, Mishmei Dabaya, Afa Nanami Tanina, that we could bring a riot to this dinner of Rav Chista, that in Aktar Mefagel Saktara, from the Mishnah Daf Tezayim and Aleph, as the Mishnah taught us, Shachar Echa Menakfasim, Lechom Yimena Lomachar, who pigle the Chavir Kasha. However, the Mishnah continued, Lechom Mechavir Lomachar, Shneim Kshirin, and the Mishnah taught us that although we saw a machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim, as Ramei hold mefagel mechatzimata and Chacham hold in mefagel mechatzimata, however, both Ramei and Chacham agree if one is doing shechita on one of the kivsei atzeres, he has kavana that he'll eat that keves chutzos manoi. And as we know, the kivsei atzeres were kachet kachim and had to be eaten before the morning, and since he had kavana to eat the keves the next day, so this behemah is pigol, and this is not a case of in mefagel mechatzimata, as although the shechita is only on one keves, which is a chatzimata, but his machshava was also regarding this keves, and all agree that this keves is a pigol, while the other keves is completely kosher. However, the Mishnah continues that if while doing shechita on keves A, he had machshava to eat keves B, chutzos manoi, then both of the kvasim would still be kosher. And as we previously explained, that even Ramei agrees that in matter mefagel matter, that while performing one matter, a machshava regarding another matter is loy ma'ed loy ma'ed. As the Gemara continues, my taimo lab mishum the kivin lab mati didehu loy matzim mefagel be, and therefore Rabbi Yaakov Ba'abo wants to bring a raya from this Mishnah to the din of Rav Chista. The same din would apply where one was performing daktaras hakmitza, and while he was doing so, he had kavana to be makdal levayna chutzos mana, that the kavana should be loy married, and this should be a raya to Rav Chista, that in aktar mefagel saktara. However, the Gemara responds loy that you can't compare the case of the kivsei aseres to the case of a mincha, as hasam hud loy ikba b'chad mana, vol hacha de ikba b'chad mana ki chad damu, the only time that Rabban and Ramei agree in matter mefagel matter, that is only in a case where the matirim have no connection to each other, and as we already explained, that each of the behemoths are its own entity. Therefore, while performing a maisa on one of these entities and having machshava regarding another entity, it doesn't have any effect. However, both the chacham and Ramei agree, since the flower of the mincha and the levoina were all in one klisharis and they were connected to each other. Therefore, even if while was doing the aktar of the kmitza, one had kavana benegei the levoina, then it would still affect the carbon and it would still be pigol. However, as we mentioned, Rashi brings down Avra Rabbi Yisi to Breish Pirkin. However, according to Rabbi Yisi that we saw in the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that im matam mefagel samata v'loy mefagel aktaras kaimitz aktaras levaina, that even in a case where the matirim are connected to each other, we still have the klal of im matam mefagel samata. Therefore, certainly Rabbi Yisi would hold that in aktar mefagel saktara. Where now continues Amar Rav Nuna Hamusa Avli Rav Chanina v'tekili kukul talmudai. Rav Nuna taught us that the following idea was taught to me by Rav Chanina, and its value is to me like everything I learned. And as Rashi states, Avali Hatimeni Velamdeni, he let me taste this and he taught the following to me, Vitakudali Vishakuli Klema Chaviva Lai. This memory is beloved to me like everything else I previously learned. Muna tells us Rav Chanina taught him, Hikta Klemis Lahakta Levaina Lechel Shirayin Lamacha Pigol. We will explain the Gemara like Shitas Rashi that if one is a mill being makta the Kmitza, he had Kavana both to be makta the Levaina as well as to eat the Shirayin. Shirayim Chutzlis Manoi, then this mincha would be pigol. And the Gemara now is Ma'ika Mashbalon, that what is the chiddush of the member of a Pchanina as Iaktar Mifagelis Haktar Kamashbalon, as if he wanted to teach us that the Allah is like the Harifa to Pumbadisa, while one was doing the Aktar of the Kamitza, he had a Machshava to be Makhtar Levayna Chutzlis Manoi, and even so it's considered pigol. So why Rav Chanina give a case where you also had a Kavana to eat the Shirayim Lamachar, as Lema Hikta claims Lakhtar Levayna, all he should say is he's being Makhtar the Kamitza, have Kavana to be Makhtar Levayna Chutzlis Manoi, and even Fagel Mechatzim Makhtar Kamashbalon, and if he wanted to teach us that the din follows Rav Meir, even if one is only doing the avoid of a chetzi mater and he has machshavas pigol, then it would still be considered pigol. Once again, why Rav Chanina give an example where one was hikta koymitz lahakta levayna as well as lechel shirayim lamachar? Lema hikta koymitz lechel shirayim lamachar. He could have given an example where while one was performing the haktar of the kmitza, which is a chetzi mater, he had intent to eat to shirayim chutzos banoi. Since Rav Chanina told us that would be pigol, so we would see that he holds like Rav Meir that mefaglu mechetzi mater. Gemara continues, itabayu kamashbalon, and if he was trying to teach us both these lalachas, number one, we hold like the chavivah to b'mpedisa, the aktar b'mfagel saktara, and number two, we pass like our mayor, the b'mfagel mechetzi mater, but le mehikter claims lahakta levayna, oy lech l'shirayim l'machar, and he should have given an example that if one was being makta the kmitzar, and at the same time, he either had kavana to be makta levayna chutzos manai, or he had kavana to eat the shirayim l'machar, then it would be pigol, and then we would learn both of these lalachas. Why did he specifically give an example where while one performing the aktar of the kmitza, one had kavana both for aktar of levayna chutzos manai as well as to eat shirayim chutzos manai? The work continues that Amr Rav Adi Bahava, so Rav Adi Bahava explains la'ilim kasava in aktar mifagelas haktara ve'im mifagel mechetzi mater. Really, Rav Chanina holds that in aktar mifagelas haktara like Rav Chista, and he also holds im mifagel mechetzi mater like Rabbanon. If so, how could it be that Rav Chanina told us hikta koymitz lahakta levayna and lechel shirayim lamacha that would be pigol? L'chayu would seem to be tatl reyusa. Number one, we should say that in aktar mifagelas haktara, and number two, we should say im mifagel mechetzi mater. However, shani hacha the pashtle machshava b'kula mincha. However, this was gufa the major chiddush of Rav Chanina that Rav Hamnuna stated v'tekhulu kekuli talmudai. Even though generally in aktar mifagelas haktara, and even though generally im mifagel mechetzi mater. However, since in this case where this person was in the middle of doing the aktar of the kmitza, which is a chetzi mater, however, lemaisa when he had intent of chutzos manoi, not only did he have that intent on the shirayim, he also had that intent on the other chetzi mater, and he had intent to be makdil levayna chutzos mano. Since between his maisa and his machshava dealt with the entire mincha, as his maisa was on the kmitza and his machshava was on the levayna and the shirayim, therefore the din of pigel would apply. And as Rashi states, the pashtal machshava b'kula mincha, the afagav lemefagel b'chodim minayu. Even though there was a chesaron in the machshava's pigel regarding each of his machshavas, however, hashel choshev b'tavayu mefagla. But once he had both of the machshavas and his machshava was relevant to the shirayim as well as relevant to the levayna, therefore the psula pigel does apply. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us remember that in the Mishnah Daf Tazayim and Aleph, one of the cases where there was machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim, if mefagel mechetzi mater or im mefagel mechetzi mater, was in a case where while one is performing haktaras kmitza, he had a machshava to eat the shirayim chutzos manoi. Ramei held that the din of pigel would apply as mefagel mechetzi mater, while Chachamim hold that the din of pigel would not apply as im mefagel mechetzi mater. Our Gemara now continues. Tani Tana kamed Rabbi Yitzchak ben Abba, that a Tana learned the following brisa in front of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Abba. As the Bryce states, Hikta claimants lechel shirayim ledivra kol pigol, then all agree that it would be pigol. Immediately the Gemara is va miflu plugi, that how can you say that all agree that it would be pigol? Is there's a machlekes that a chum hold a mefagel mechetzi mater, and therefore the din of pigol would not apply in this scenario? Because of this question, so the Gemara feels that this Bryce is meshabeshta and ela imo ledivra kol pasol, that we should change the words of the Bryce, and instead of Bryce staying ledivra kol pigol, Bryce should really state that all agree that it would be pasol, as even a chum to hold a mefagel mechetzi mater. However, as we learned in Daf Yudal and Beis, that even the Chacham agree based on Gzirah Drabbanon, the carbon would still be pasul midrabbanon. The Gemara continues and is bothered. V'leim hareza pigel v'rameirhi. Once we are changing the brisa, then why are you saying to change the din of brisa? And why don't we just say that the din of brisa was correct? Hareza pigel. All we have to do is take out the words l'divrei kol pigel, change the brisa to state hareza pigel, and the brisa is specifically going like the sheet of Rameir, and hold mefagel mechetzi mater. However, the Gemara explains. Since in the version that was stated in front of Yitzchak ben Abba, they stated the words Livrakol, so even though certainly we proved that this price is Meshabeshta, however, Pigel Bepostel Michaflei, it certainly would make sense that one of the people that was saying over the Brysa would actually make a mistake between the words Pigel and the words Pasel. apostle, would it make sense that the one who said over this brisa make a mistake and change the words of Arizeh to Divrei HaKol? Therefore, it must be that the proper version of this brisa is Hikta Kaimis Lech Shuayim Lo Divrei HaKol Pigol, and this brisa is going like Rameir, Hadron Loch HaKaimitz HaSamincha, Hadron Loch HaKaimitz HaSamincha, Hadron Loch HaKaimitz HaSamincha, whereas some say Hadron Loch HaKaimitz Zuta is both the second parak of Mesechtos Menachos and the third parak of Mesechtos Menachos, in with the words HaKaimitz HaSamincha. However, since the second parak is only 4.5 blad, the third parak is over 20 blad, so the second parak is referred to as HaKaimitz Zuta, and the third parak is referred to as HaKaimitz Rabba. Before we begin, let us point out that all of the dinim of the Mishnah were already learned previously. Number one, we already saw at the top of Daf Yud Beis and Aleph in the Mishnah that Kol HaKaimitz Einasim B'Kli HaMelech HaMakta Lechol Dovah Shadakel Lechol LaHakta Dovah Shadakel LaHakta Chutz HaMakayim HaPasav Eim B'Kariz Chutz HaMani Pigol V'Chiyav Lov Kariz U'Vad Shiyakov HaMatak HaMitzvasai. As Rashi brought down, and we already saw in the Gemara that we could be medayik from the Mishnah, the only time that these psulim apply is only when someone had a tent, lechol dovah shadakel lechol, for example, like the shuayim, or to be makter dovah shadakel lehakter, referring to the haktar of the kmitza or the levaina. Whether if one had kavana to eat the kmitza or the levaina, which is not dakar lechol, or one had kavana to be makter the shuayim, which is not dakar lehakter, then the carbon would not be puzzle, and as Rashi previously stated, that butla daita itzel kol adam. Number two, we also saw previously at the beginning of the Mishnah, and after Yalfa and Beis, as well as at the end of the Mishnah, that the intention of chutzel's mana or chutzel mekaymai has to be on an item that's at least a kezayis. Number three, in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, the Mishnah specifically taught us lechol kechetzi zayis lahakta kechetzi zayis kosher she'en achilu v'aktar mitzdafin. As Rashi and Tesis both point out, that our Mishnah is only coming in order to teach us the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar, as we will see in a moment. Mishnah begins hakaymis tesamincha lechol dovah she'en dakel lechol lahakta dovah she'en dakel lahakta kosher. While one is performing the kmitza the mincha, one had kavana to eat something which is not dakel lechol. For example, the kmitza or the levaina, either chutzel's mana or chutzel mekaymai, he had kavana to be makter something which is not the derech to be makter. And for example, the shirayim, even though he had kavana of chutzel's mana or chutzel mekaymai, the carbon would still be kosher, as we were medayik from the Mishnah and Daf Yud Beis. However, Beleza Paisel, Rabbi Elazar states that even though he had kavana a dovah she'en dakel lechol or a dovah she'en dakel lehakter, that the carbon would still be pasul. Once we learn the Gemara, we will see if the psul would be only midrabanan or even midraisa. Mishnah continues lechol dovah she'dakel lechol hakta dovah she'dakel hakter pachas mechazayis kosher. On divrei akol, if while performing an avodah one had intent in regard to dovah she'dakel lechol, and for example the shirayim to eat a chutzel's mana or chutzel mekaymai, or one had intent to be makter dovah she'dakel hakter, and for example the kmitza or the levaina, however his intent was on an item that was less than the share of a kezayis, when divrei akol the carbon would be kosher and we would not even make a gzira. Finally, lechol kechetzi zayis lahakter kechetzi zayis kosher she'en achilu v'aktar mitzafin. If one had intent to eat something which is dakar lechol, but his intent was on the chetzi zayis, and at the same time he had intent to be makter something which is dakar lahakter, that was also the share of a chetzi zayis. Those two intentions cannot be mitzaref. And as the Mishnah taught us on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, in achilu v'aktar mitzafin, as we already mentioned, that Rashi and the Mishnah is bothered that l'chayr this Mishnah is all extra. Rashi states how Mishnah Yaseir that from Parakama, and as we learned in the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis and Beis, lechol kechetzi zayis lahakter chetzi zayis kosher. Rashi explains al Rabbi Elazar Istrich that in a chenami the Mishnah is only needed in order to teach us the chiddush according to Rabbi Elazar. The afgal the pasuk Rabbi Elazar machshav shloi kedakoi the gaza atu kedakoi pasuk rabbanon, that even though Rabbi Elazar in this Mishnah stated if one was claiming to the mincha lechol dovah shein dakel lechol lahakter dovah shein dakel lahakter, Rabbi Elazar's paisel midrabbanon is exerir that one should not think that even if one had a kavana of kedakoi then it would also be kosher. And possibly one would have thought that Rabbi Elazar would also be geizer in this case of pachas mechazayis atu gezayis. Therefore, our Mishnah teaches us that this din is l'divrei akol and hachalei gaza pachas mechazayis atu gezayis. Certainly, people know and realize that we're always mechalei between something that's small in a gezayis and an item that's the size of a gezayis. Rashi is explaining the second din of our Mishnah. However, Ayin and Tap Tesis, who focuses on the first din of the Mishnah, and as Tesis states, Mishum de boil mister Rabbi Elazar paisel istrich del gufei lo istrich from asitim perakam shemino and diktoni lechol dovah shidak lechol lahak dovah shidak lahakter. Then chutzum kaim a puzzle and chutzum mane pigol. Certainly, we medayek halechol dovah shein dakel lechol lahak dovah shein dakel lahakter kosher. Tesis continues that maybe we could say that actually there is a chiddush in the ratio that not only is it kosher but there's no gzira either. as Zok Taisis, the Lekala Mema, Meduka Shemin and Kosher, Avlea Vipigal, Avu Possel Habe, maybe the feet of Tanakama would still be Possel Midrabbanon. Taisis brings a Rai from the Sugya on Daf Yud Beis and Beis that this is not true. Certainly, we already knew that according to the Tanakama, that if someone eats a Dovashain Dakal Lechel, or he's Makta Dovashain Dakal Hakter, that it's Kosher and it's not even Possel Midrabbanon, Ayin Shom. Our Gemara begins, Amar Abasi Amar Beichron, Rabasi stated in the name of Zerabi Rabbeichron, my time with Rabbeleza, that what's the Pshat that Rabbeleza holds, even if one had intent, Lechel Dovashain Dakal Lechel, Hakta Dovashain Dakal Hakter, it would be Possel. It's Amar Kro, as the Possel can pass his sab, and a gay pigle states, Vime Ochel Yochel, and besides Zevach Shlomo, but Yom Ashlishi Le Yerotza, Hamakav Oysa Le Yechoshav Le Pigle Yia, Van Nefesh Echel, Vimeno Avoyna Tisa, since the Possel uses a double Oshin of Vimeyochel Yochel, so Vishte Achilles Hakos Medaber, Echel Achilles Odom, Echel Achilles Mizbeach, so certainly the Possel is teaching us, it doesn't make a difference if one's intent of pigle is on Achilles Odom, or it's regarding Achilles Mizbeach. There's also a hekish between Achilles Odom and Achilles Mizbeach, Loim Lecha, in order to teach us, Kashem Shemachash Achilles Odom, Kach Mechash Achilles Mizbeach, that just like if someone had an intent to eat the Shirayim, Chutzel's Manu, Chutzel Mekoymoi, then that's considered pigle. So similarly, if someone had an intent regarding the Kemitza or Levina, then the Karm would be Pasol, Kashem Shemachash Achilles Odom, Achilles Odom, Achilles Mizbeach, Achilles Mizbeach, just like certainly if someone had Machshava that he will eat the Shirayim, Lamachar, and his intent was regarding Achilles Odom for a person. Similarly, certainly, if someone had intent regarding Achilles Mizbeach, and he had that intent for the Mizbeach, for example, he stated that it will be Makta Dekteris or the Levina, Chutzel's Manu, Chutzel Mekaymai, then certainly that is Pigol. Therefore, Beleza holds, Kach Mechashim Achilles Odom Mizbeach, Mechilles Mizbeach Odom, though too, even if someone had Kavana, there will be Makta Shirayim on the Mizbeach, which is Achilles Odom for the Mizbeach, or one had intent, they will eat the Kemitza or Levina, Chutzel Mekaymai, Chutzel's Manai, that is intent of Achilles Mizbeach for a person, the din of Pigol would apply. Beacham continues, My Taima, and how do we see this from this Pasuk? By the fact that Terry used Lashon Achila both for Achilles Adam and Achilles Mizbeach, and it doesn't make a difference as to what intent you had, and even if one had intent, Lechel Dove Shein Dakel Lechel, or Lehak to Dove Shein Dakel Lehak there, the carbon would still be Pasul, and it would be Pigol. And as Rashi states on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, Melaf Girachmanel Tavaya B'Lashon Achila, Lushma Mino Ki Adodi Ninu Mechashvim Mizulazu, and certainly from this Gemara, it's Mashma, that when Rabbi Leza says that it's Pasul, he didn't mean it's Pasul Midrabbanon, and he meant that it's Pasul Midraisa. And if his intention was Chutzel's Manoi, and if he ate the Shirayim, so he should be Chayiv Kares, as the Gemara will discuss in a moment, Gemara continues and asks Rabbanon, and according to Rabbanon who learned that if someone had Kabbanon, Dovashin Dakal Lechel, Hak to Dovashin Dakal Hak there, the carbon is still kosher. When the Torah discussed Achilles Mizbeach, so why is it that the Torah used the Lashon Achila, which would be Mashmo, Kiadadinu, and the Machshav Ben Gei Achilles Adam and Achilles Mizbeach are interchangeable? The Gemara explains, Haidafkin Rachman of Lashon Achila, Lafid Rabbanon, the reason why the Torah used Lashon Achila, even B'negei Achilles Mizbeach, and we continue on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, is Loishna Ki Mechashe B'Lashon Achila Mizbeach, V'Loishna Ki Mechashe B'Lashon Achila Mizbeach, as the Torah is teaching us that it doesn't make a difference if when someone had Kabbanah's Pigol, actually stated, I intend to be Makhtadis Kmitza on the Mizbeach, Chutzel's Manu, Chutzel Mekaymai, or even if they didn't use the Lashon Achila and they used the Lashon Achila, then the carbon would still be Pasol and it would still be Pigol. As Rashi states, Kagoyin, Arain and Kaymitz, Amanas Lahachal Kaymitz, Lomizbeach Lamacha, for example, if one was doing the kmitza and he stated, I'm doing this kmitza in order that I'll be able to feed this kmitza to the Mizbeach the next day, and even though he didn't use the Lashon Achtara and instead he used the Lashon Achila, Torah teaches us that the Lashon Achila is still relevant to the Mizbeach. His Achtara on the Mizbeach is also called Achilus Mizbeach, therefore this carbon would be pigle. The Gemara continues, Inami ma Achila b'kezayis, af Achtara b'kezayis, and another reason why the Torah may have used the Lashon Achila b'negei Achilus Mizbeach is in order to teach us that just like when someone had Kavana b'negei Achilus Adam, he has to have Kavana at least on a kezayis, so the same applies b'negei Achilus Mizbeach, and if one had Kavana to be makter less than a kezayis of a kmitz on a Mizbeach, then that would not be a valid machshavas pigle, and the carbon would not be pasul, and as the Gemara ends off, if you both terutzim, ula idlam Achila d'or chamashma, and certainly the Fidur Rabbanon, the Lashon Achila, both b'negei Adam and b'negei Mizbeach, refers to a standard Achila, the Fidur Rabbanon hold that if someone had Kavana, lechol davashein dakel lechol, lehak davashein dakel hak there, then the carbon would be kosher, and the Gemara is now bothered, Rabbi Lezer, l'chir, even according to Rabbi Lezer, here had to use Lashon Achila b'negei Mizbeach in order to teach us these dinim as well. However, the Gemara explains, im kein licht rechmonim, heyochel heyochel, inami im heyochel yeyochel, my heyochel yeyochel, shmas minotarti. Rabbi Lezer holds that we actually have two limudim from the pasuk. Number one, the Torah uses a double lashon of im heyochel yeyochel, Number two, the Torah could have used the double lashon by stating im heyachal heyachal or im yeyachal yeyachal, and by the fact that Torah stated two different words and stated im heyachal yeyachal, therefore we could learn a second limud. Rabbi Elazar learned that even if someone had kavana lechol davashin dakel lechol hak to davashin dakel hak there, that the carbon would be possible. In Rashi, my heyachal yeyachal midishani krabi debura shmas mina tati. Number one, lemachshavas haktar bekazayis, and number two, machash mechila achila. Mechayu Rashi is going according to the second teretz that the Gemara previously brought of Inami. However, according to the first explanation, the loishnaki mechash b'loshna achila mizbeach, loishnaki mechash b'loshna haktar lemizbeach. Mechayu, that would be the first limud that we learn from this pasuk. And v'tzarach beer. The Gemara continues that this makar for shitas Rabbi Elazar was stated by Rabbi Asi in the name of Rabbi Yechon, and therefore Amalei Rabbi Zera Rabbi Asi. So Rabbi Zera now asks Rabbi Asi v'itaim Rabbi Elazar mishum hachiu. If the makar for the din of Rabbi Elazar is based on a pasuk, if so, why did Rabbi Elazar state pasul as karas nami l'chayiv? Then not only should the carbon be pasul, but if one had intent to eat a dove she'in dakar lechol or to be makta a dove she'in dakar l'hakter chutzus manoi, this should be a regular din of pigel deraisa. And if he would eat from the carbon, then he should be chayiv karis. And if you're going to say that in a chinami according to Rabbi Elazar, if one ate from this carbon, then it'd be chayiv karis. Certainly that is not true, as va'atu da amrit mishmed Rabbi Yechon made Rabbi Elazar she'in onish karis. You Rabasi yourself stated in the name of Rabbi Yechon that Rabbi Elazar is moida, then in this case there would not be an oinish karis, and therefore it's mashman, it's only a din rabbanon. Amalei, so Rabasi responded, tanoi that in chinami is machlekes tanoim alibid Rabbi Elazar as to the shita Rabbi Elazar, as iklamandam psulud raisa, as there is a man that Amalei holds that Rabbi Elazar learned this from a pasuk, and therefore the psulud raisa, and in chinami if one ate from the carbon, then it would be chayiv karis. Iklamandam psulud rabbanon, and there is a man that Amalei holds that the shita Rabbi Elazar is if one is performing kmitza and had kavana lechol davashin dakel lechol hak to davashin dakel hak there, that would only be pasul midrabbanon, as exira ato a case where someone had kavana to eat a davashin dakel lechol or lahak to davashin dakel hak there. And as Rabasi continues, I'll prove to you that it must be that there are two different shitas as to what Rabbi Elazar holds. The Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, sheikhles hazebach lishtois midomi lamachar or lahak to midbasar lamachar or lechol meimur lamachar kosher Rabbi Elazar paisel, in a case where someone shechted a carbon and during the time of shchita he had kavana that he will drink from his dam the next day, which is chutzlis manoi, and of course that is a dove she'in da'akar lechol, as it's not normal to drink blood. Or if he had kavana to be makter it's basa l'machar, and that's not da'akar lahakter, as basa most kavanais are eaten by the kohenim or by the israelim and not put on the mizbeach. Or if one had kavana to eat the emurim the next day, certainly emurim are placed on the mizbeach and it's in da'akar lechol. Therefore, as we learned in the Mishnah, the Tanakama holds that the karmel will be kosher, and Rabbi Elazar says that the carbon would be pasul. The Braisa continues with another case. If one is in the middle of shechting a carbon, though he didn't have machshava to be zerik the dam the wrong day, he also did not specifically intend to drink the blood the next day, but instead he had machshavas hinuach, and his intent was l'nich midamei l'macha, he wouldn't do anything with the blood, and he would just leave it until the next day. Rabbi Yehuda pasul, so Rabbi Yehuda says that the carbon would be pasul. The Braisa continues, Amar Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar the Tana stated, af bezu, Rabbi Elazar pasul v'chom machshirin, even in this case, there's still the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar would hold that the carbon is pasul, whereas the Chacham would hold that the carbon is kosher. The Gemara will now try to understand the Braisa, as when Rabbi Yehuda stated that the carbon would be pasul, so Rabbi Yehuda alibi d'man, so who does Rabbi Yehuda hold like? As ilei malibi d'rabbanon, as if he holds like the Rabbanon, if one had kavana lechol davashe in da'akel lechol hak to davashe in da'akel hak there, that the carbon is kosher, how could it be Rabbi Yehuda would say that the carbon is pasul based on the kavachayim and a kolshkein? Certainly the Rabbanon would hold that this carbon is kosher, as hashto ma'hasan kamechashe b'losh achila machshu Rabbanon hachalei kolshkein. Since we find that even in a case someone had a machshava to actually do a ma'isa with the dam shaloi kalacha, to actually drink the dam chutzlis manoi, that the carbon is still kosher, so certainly in a case where someone had a machshava just to leave the dam and not do anything with the dam, and certainly the Rabbanon would hold that the carbon is kosher. Therefore, certainly Rabbi Yehuda must be arguing under Rabbanon, as the Gemara states ella libud Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda is actually teaching us this din according to the Shita Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us that just like Rabbi Elazar taught us that if one had a machshava lechol davashin dakel lechol or hakti davashin dakel hakter, that the carbon is pasul, similarly even in a case where a person did not have intent to actually do an avodah chutzlis manoi, and instead he had kavanas hinuach, intended to leave the dam chutzlis manoi, he didn't specify that he would do zrika or that he would drink the blood. Even so, Rabbi Yehuda is mechadish to us that according to Rabbi Elazar, the carbon would still be pasul. Let's keep in mind that even when Rabbi Yehuda stated pasul, we do see that there's still a machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar, as we saw that we have a Rabbi Kolshkin and the Tanakam would say that the carbon is kosher, or Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that Rabbi Elazar would hold that it's possible. The Gemara now continues and is bothered that Lamaisa, the Brisa stated, Rabbi Elazar wanted to clarify that even in this case, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, and Rabbi Elazar would say the carbon is possible, and Chachamim would say that the carbon is kosher, but Rabbi Elazar hanging Rabbi Yehuda, then it comes out, Rabbi Elazar is actually not teaching us anything, as even from the words of Rabbi Yehuda, we understood that there was a machlekes between Rabban and Rabbi Elazar. Because of this question, so the Gemara states, Elav Karisikar Ben Ayu, so it must be that the nafkamina between the Shita Rabbi Yehuda and the Shita Rabbi Elazar, if Rabbi Elazar holds that it's only possible with Rabbanon, or does Rabbi Elazar hold that the psul is midraisa, therefore there would be a chiyuv of kares. As the Gemara continues to explain, that when Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa taught us, that in the case of the Nirch Madomi Lamacha, Rabbi Yehuda Paisal, and he's going according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, as Rabbi Yehuda Sava Laniach Psul Ba'alma, but Bahanach Karis Nami Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda holds that according to Rabbi Elazar, if someone had Kavana Lechel Dovashi in Dakar Lechel, Lahak the Dovashi in Dakar Lahak there, and for example, he had Kavana, they would drink from his blood the next day, then certainly since he was going to do a Maisa, this Machshava would be Pasul Midraisa. Therefore, if one would eat from this carbon, then they would be Chayiv Kares. However, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechadesh, that even according to Rabbi Elazar, if instead of someone having explicit Kavana that they were going to drink from the Dam the next day, they just had Kavana that they will leave the Dam until the next day, and the carbon would only be Pasul Midrabanon, and there would not be a Chayiv of Kares. And V'asra Rabbi Elazar Lameima, and Rabbi Elazar comes to argue in Rabbi Yehuda, and he explains, Edu Pasul Ve'im by Kares, just like we had a Machlekes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar, in a case where someone actually had Kavana that he was going to drink the blood the next day, that he'd be mocked to the Shirayim the next day, that the Chum hold that the carbon would be kosher, and Rabbi Elazar holds that's possible with Rabbanon. The same machlekes between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar applies in a case where someone had machshavas hinuach and only had kavana that he'll leave the dam or he'll leave the shirayim until the next day. Therefore, Ravasi explains that when I said in name Rabbi Yechon, Maid Rabbi Elazar she'in on his kares, that is going according to the way Rabbi Elazar understands Rabbi Elazar. When I brought him a car in the name of Rabbi Yechon in order to explain the shita Rabbi Elazar, that is going like the shita Rabbi Yehuda that explained that the fear of Elazar, the psul would be a psul deraisa and one would be chayiv kares. If the Gemara continues, loy the kuli alma kares leka, that is not actually pshat in the braisa, as certainly all agree that there is no chiyuv of kares. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the psul that Rabbi Elazar taught us is not midraisa and it's only midrabbanon. V'hochol gimel machlekes bedavar, and this braisa is teaching us that there's a three-way machlekes, as Tanakama sava b'hanach pligi laniach divrei kol kosher, is when the Tanakama stated in the braisa hashech is zevach lishtos midami l'macha lahakdim b'sari l'macha lechol meimur l'macha kosher. Rabbi Elazar paisal, he's teaching us that the only time there's machlekes between Tanakama Rabbi Elazar is only in the case where someone actually had kavana for achilas shloi kedakai or aktar shloi kedakai. However, in a case where someone only had machshavas hinuach, even Rabbi Elazar would agree that the carbon would be kosher, and this type of machshava would not pass the carbon. As Rashi explains, that in a case where someone had kavana either a dovish in dakar lechol or to be makter a dovish in dakar lahakter, it makes sense to make a gzira or to machshava kedakai to have a pigle. Otherwise, someone may think that even if they have machshava on a dovish shedakel lechol or a dovish shedakel hakter, that there would still not be a din of pigol and hukal gaza b'shalay kedakoy to have a puzzle. However, Rashi explains, avalaniach tivya kol kshira, since we never find an iser where someone leaves something over, the only time that we find a psul of pigol is only by achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. Therefore, even Rabbi Elazar would not be geizer in a case of machshavas hinuach. Rashi is bothered that the Brisa spoke about a case someone had kavanah to drink dam. Why would Rabbi Elazar make a gzira by shtia if Lemais we never find a case of shtia kedakai, and Zok Rashi that we know that shtia is bichlal achila, therefore Rabbi Elazar made a gzira, and Ayin Rashi at the bottom of Amid who mixes damai atu kol damai legazrinon, which we will understand once we learn the top of Amid Aleph. We continue on Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, and the Gemara brings down the second sheet of the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Sava b'hanach pligi, as Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Tanakama that the only machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon is only in a case with someone of machshava either davish in da'akel lechol or to be makter davish in da'akel hakder. However, laniach divrei kol pasul, whereas the Tanakama stated laniach divrei kol kosher. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the case of laniach, even the Rabbanon would agree that the carbon is pasul. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the case of laniach is even worse than a case someone specifically had kavana to be lechol davish in da'akel lechol or lahakter davish in da'akel hakder. And as the Gemara continues, my taima, what is the reason for the shita Rabbi Yehuda? There's more of a reason to be geizer in a case where someone had kavana laniach damai, even more so than a case where a person had kavana lechol davish in da'akel lechol or lahakter davish in da'akel hakder. In order to understand the Gemara's response, glance, let us start with Akdama. The Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim on Daf Lamed Hei Beis brings machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham hold that if while doing Shechita, someone had Kavana that they'll leave over all of the dam and the carbon is still kosher, whereas Rabbi Yehuda hold that if one had Kavana to leave over all the dam until the next day, then the carbon would be pasul, and therefore Agamar explains that Rabbi Yehuda is going L'shitasai. As Agamar explains, Gzira Mixas Damai Ata Kol Damai, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that if someone intended to leave over all the dam of a carbon, then the carbon would be pasul midoraisa. Therefore, both Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar agree that if someone intends to leave over part of the dam of a carbon, then it would be pasul Rabbanan. And the Gemara explains v'chol damai psul raisa. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, while performing an avodah, one intended to leave over all the dam of the carbon, then although the carbon is not pigal, but the carbon is pasul midoraisa. As the Gemara continues, d'tanya amar lahem Rabbi Yehuda iatam meidul li sheminichol amacha shepasul. Therefore, chishav lanichol amacha nami pasul. That Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim, that aren't you made to me that if you would leave over all the blood until the next day, then certainly the carbon would be pasul, as certainly the blood would not be able to be placed on the mizbeach, as it would be pasul based on lina. And therefore, if someone had machshava to leave over all the dam until the next day, then the carbon should also be pasul. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the case of laniach, then all agree that it will be pasul, as we already explained, gzira mixas damai ato kol damai. That is what the brisa meant when it stated laniach midami lamacha. Rabbi Yehuda pasul. Rabbi Yehuda is being chilek on Tanakama, as although the feet of Tanakama in the case of laniach midami lamacha, then both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan agree that the carbon would be kosher. However, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there is no machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan in this scenario. However, he holds that both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan agree that in the case with someone at Kavana laniach midami lamacha, and all would agree that the carbon would be pasul. Finally, the Gemara continues to explain the third sheet in the Brisa, as the Brisa stated, "Am Rabbi Elazar apazu Rabbi Elazar paisel v'cham machshirin." Gemara explains, "V'asu Rabbi Elazar lemeima apazu Rabbi Elazar paisel v'cham machshirin." Rabbi Elazar is chelik on the Tanakama as well as on Rabbi Yehuda, as although both the feet of Tanakama and the feet of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham were not being chelik in the case with someone had a machshava laniach the feet of Tanakama. Both Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham agree that the carbon would be kosher, and the feet of Rabbi Yehuda, both Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham agree that the carbon would be pasul. However, Zok Rabbi Elazar, then even in this case, there would be machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, just like the Chacham stated that in the case with someone's mechashev to eat a davish in dakel lechel or to be makta davish in dakel hakter, that the carbon would be kosher. The Chacham also hold that in the case with someone has mechashevas hinuach, that the carbon would also be kosher. Or Rabbi Elazar hold that just like if someone is mechashev that he'll eat something which is in dakel lechel or he'll be makta something that's in dakel hakter, that the carbon will be pasul. So too, Rabbi Elazar hold that if someone has mechashevas hinuach, then the carbon would also be pasul. Therefore, although Rabasi wanted to explain that there's a machlekes tanoim as to the shita Rabbi Elazar, and potentially there is a mandamah that holds the fear of Rabbi Elazar, if someone had a machshava lechol davish in dakel lechol or lahak to davish in dakel lahak there, the carbon would be pasul midoraisa. However, based on the way that the Gemara just explained this braisa, that we could actually explain that all agree that according to Rabbi Elazar, that this psul is only midrabbanon, and as the Gemara stated, the kuli alma karis lecha. Therefore, although Rabasi stated in Rabbi Echan that the makar for the dinner of Rabbi Elazar is based on a pasuk, however, the Gemara seems to be coming out that it actually is only a psul drabbanon. Possibly the makar is only not smachta ba'alma. Now it makes sense why Rashi in the Mishnah explained the Mishnah based on the maskanas ha'gemara. When Rabbi Elazar stated pasul, it's pasul midrabbanon, and it's not a deraisa ayin in Rashi. And before we finish, let us see Taisis on Daf Yud Zayin Amabez diva maskal lichtev kro hey ochel hey ochel o ye ochel ye ochel and zok Taisis kai gavdim perka chayvol gabi v'rapi rapi. However, Taisis brings from a Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin, don't seem to dash in anything based on a shinu loshen ayin sham and ayin next Taisis diva maskal maye ochel ye ochel shma minotati and zok Taisis mashma d'lesel Rabbi Elazar dibur Torah klash bnei Adam, as if one would hold dibur Torah klash bnei Adam by the fact that there's a double loshen, one would not be able to dash in anything. And Taisis continues to bring rayas from other Gemaras and he states al makasavar dibur Torah klash bnei Adam and it's muchach that Rabbi Yehuda holds that dibur Torah klash bnei Adam. Close to the end of Taisis states v'ner l'farish demand islay dibur Torah klash bnei Adam, even according to the man Omar the dibur Torah klash bnei Adam abechol duchte islay, that's not in all places that he holds dibur Torah klash bnei Adam. Certainly in most places where we have a double ushering, then he would still dash in those words. Places where he states that dibur Torah klash bnei Adam is el shumay chachal yeshla b'makom she'ini derish hakfeilois ayin Taisis. Finally, the Gemara stated that according to Rabbi Asi that brought down the Shita Rabbi Yechon, that the makar for the words of Rabbi Elazar is based on a pasuk, and Rabbi Yechon would hold that if someone had kavana lechol davashin dakel lechol l'hak davashin dakel l'hak there, then the carbon would be pasul midoraisa. If their kavana was chutzlus manoi, then they would also be chayiv kares. He's just bothered by the fact Rabbi Yechon actually stated this makar in regard to Rabbi Lezin our Mishnah. So it's mashma he learned Rabbi Lezin our Mishnah is teaching us a psul duraisa. And if so, he's just bothered temud loy havel elameimer Rabbi Lezin paisel el mefagel mebeilei. Then our Mishnah shouldn't have used the lashon Rabbi Lezin paisel, which is mashma and only a psul durabanan, and it should have stated Rabbi Lezin mefagel the hachi daik b'sei per kamen zvachim. And as we learned in daf yud gimel in mesechta zvachim, and Taisus answers v'yishloimer the shani hacha da irinamim b'chutzul mekaymai, and therefore it wouldn't make sense to use lashon pigel, as the lashon pigel in the Gemara refers to a kavana of chutzul manoi and not to a case of chutzul mekaymai. And our Mishnah is not only discussing someone that kavana lechel davishin dakel lechel hakta davishin dakel hakta chutzul manoi, but it's also talking about a case where a kavana of chutzul mekaymai ayin in Taisus, and we will stop over here.